Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gresham Foyer coming up at 10. You can talk all day about the woes of the Boston Celtics and the joys of the Boston Bruins. And quick reminder that Thursday is Bruins Thursday, so that means Mike Mulberry will join us at 8:20. This is John from Gardner. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, good folks.
What's up?
First of all, sorry about my slip of the verbiage last time we spoke. I don't know why where that came from, but I do apologize.
What happened? I don't remember what happened.
Nothing. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know why. You know, put aside the coaching. I'll leave that to others. There's legitimately an issue there, I think, with Mozilla, but why we can't talk about Jason Tatum when we're talking about the Celtics struggling is beyond me. Going back to Kyle's call, did I hear him say the best player in the NBA?
Yes, he did say that, yes.
Excuse me, I don't think so. You know, when your best player, we put him on the marquee, we give him all the credit. You see the commercials? He's had a Corona and a something else commercial. I see, you know, the NCAAs the last couple of weeks. But you got to talk about him when things aren't going right, and he's a big part of why things aren't going right.
Well, I don't want to speak for Wiggy. I do that frequently, but you don't put any of this on Jason Tatum.
No, because you're the same people that said, well, how do you blow a 19-point lead? So if Tatum's having an off night, you were able to get up to 19. So what is Tatum doing?
Well, I think people are looking at him and asking, when is he going to be a leader? And maybe he is. Maybe that's not the issue.
But what is that? We always have this conversation. What does that mean? When is he going to be a leader? What does that mean?
I think some people want to see the passion from him when games like this happen, where he's the one going to his teammates and saying, we can't let this happen. We're the Boston Celtics.
But that's not,
we made it to the finals last year. We need to get back there.
But that's not his personality.
I understand that, and that's okay. But at the same time, you're saying, oh, well, he had an off night. How many off nights has he strung together in recent history? It's been the last couple of weeks. It's been quite a few. So to hit that type of lull at this point in the season is leading a lot of people to say, well, Jason Tatum isn't having good games, and then he's not leading this team either.
I mean, he's really no longer in the MVP discussion.
No, he's definitely
all.
Yeah, he's definitely lost some steam, but I never hear people saying about
All-Star game MVP, don't you forget.
Yeah. I never hear people questioning Kawhi Leonard as a leader. He's not a very vocal person. And yeah, Tatum, he struggled at time, and he's still your best player on the court.
But just compare it with the Bruins. Like, you know that when they were struggling last week, that you have every confidence in the world that mm-hmm. Patrice Bergeron, the captain,
yep,
is going to, however he does it, is going to sit down and get those guys back on track.
Different type of personality and a guy who's been doing it for, what, 18 years? So you're talking about a guy who's been doing it for 6 versus a guy who's been doing it for 18 years, and their personalities are different. Like Jason Tatum, that's his personality.
I think people are just seeing the contrast right now between he and Jaylen Brown. And yes, I don't want to put the Jays up against each other. We've been down that road before. It seems like they figured out how to play together. It seems like they're on the same page. But Jaylen
Brown.
Have
you ever seen Jaylen Brown balking on people?
I don't know, but I'm seeing him.
Never. I mean, you can't say you don't know Courtney and then say, well,
I don't need you to bark, but I think that if you are an MVP caliber type player,
uh-huh.
then you need to talk to this team and say, we as a group need to figure it out. Apparently that hasn't happened yet because we're still having the same conversation night in, night out.
Who's the alpha on that team? Marcus Smart?
I would say, like, personality-wise, yes, it's Marcus Smart, right? No different than what we see in Golden State with Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry.
Yeah, but Steph's still the alpha of that
no,
team.
No. Steph is the alpha in the sense of on the court. But when you talk about the post-game stuff, we just talked about Tatum the other day, talking about how he put it on himself. I got to be better. I got to do better things. Mm-hmm. His personality is not the type.
Who is Jason Tatum's idol? Who did he listen to and read a text message from?
Kobe.
Okay. Bryant. So why doesn't he act like him a little bit?
Well, because
floor?
You know why? The same way Kobe, when Kobe first got in the league.
We're not first. We're well past first.
Well, when Kobe got in the league 4 years, you know.
Well past 4 years.
Well, what's he after? 5 or 6 years for
seven,
Tatum?
6, 7 years of the NBA. That's not first in the league.
You're well, I'm not saying, now. But his personality is completely different than Kobe. You can't ask somebody to be somebody they're not.
But he looks up to Kobe.
Just because you look up to Kobe doesn't mean you have Kobe's personality.
What is Kobe famous for? The Mamba mentality.
Right. But
so you don't think that he wants to have some of that in his game?
But it's a personality trait.
I also think you can ask people to be something that they're not in sports.
No,
yes, you can. You look at somebody who's making millions of dollars, who's the best person out there on the court, and you said, you need to be a leader. That
right,
is
but
what
no.
They do it all the time.
Yeah, but you're asking somebody to have a personality trait that they don't have. If your personality trait, like I played with Troy Brown, his personality trait wasn't rah-rah yelling and screaming this, that, and the other. Same we have Ty Law in here. He told you he was the same way. If that's not your personality trait, you can't be like, oh, because you're the leader, your personality trait needs to be like this, or you love Kobe, you need to mimic his personality. That's not who he is.
I mean, it's just like we're going to have some other excuse. Like last season, you get to the finals, you can't close.
That's a different conversation, Greg.
The excuse was that Jason Tatum was fatigued. That was the excuse. You heard it from him and you heard it from everybody. It wasn't Ime didn't coach right. It was Jason Tatum was fatigued. Now this team, I mean, they're going to get bounced in the first round.
Right, and it's not.
It's awful.
But it's
like they were so good
first
half of the season. And I'm sorry, that a lot of that is on Jason Tatum. If you want to be the MVP, you want to be the guy, you want to be the alpha, then it's on you if your team blows a 19-point lead.
And Kobe won a title 6 years in, which is really like five, because he did not go to spend 1 year at Duke the way Tatum did.
Right, and just like what we talked about with Michael Jordan, when Kobe won a title his first year in the league, who was on that team?
Wasn't his first year in the league.
No. When he won his first title,
oh,
I meant.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Right. He had the most dominant player in basketball.
And he had Phil Jackson.
Right. And he had an amazing coach, right?
And Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen.
We heard that Phil Jackson.
Right. So, yeah. So you.
And also, what's this thing with Mrs. Pippen where she announced on social media over the weekend that they used to have sex four times a night?
Four times a night for the 23 years she was married.
Great bounce back by Pippen. I tell you what.
I mean,
how was the guy able to play any basketball?
Talk about
after
the guy's
that.
The top 50 player in the NBA. Hell of a bounce back.
Shannon Sharp tweeted it and said, that's why Pip was plagued with back problems throughout his career.
My Lord.
That team with those players, you had Pippen having sex four times a night, and you had Jordan flying in from freaking, Vegas after losing $700,000 playing craps all night, the next day showing up and winning a game.
And you had Rodman running around Vegas banging anything that moved.
Hanging with Kim Jong-un.
But I think you guys are caught up too much in Tatum needs to be yelling, or Tatum needs to be like.
No, we just want him to be winning.
Right, but winning is different than the personality that you have. Like, when you lose this game and you're up 18 points and your best player has an off night, I don't blame that guy. I blame, why weren't you able to coach better? Why weren't you able to?
What about the multiple games that he's played poorly in a row?
Oh, yeah, he's had bad games. But every great superstar has bad games.
The last time he played Milwaukee, he sat. I mean, I get it. It was All-Star time. He wanted to be rested for the All-Star game.
He had to win that All-Star game MVP, Greg.
But he's had great games. There are games that you were able to win because of Tatum.
I just don't understand the excuses, Wiggy. In the NBA, the best player has the most on his shoulders to carry the team to win. When they don't win, he gets the blame. When they win, he gets the credit. It's kind of the deal they all make.
No. But I understand that. But where, if Tatum's playing bad in like the championship finals last year, the reason why they weren't able to win because your best player didn't perform. That's when you criticize him. You're criticizing him because you blew a 19-point lead and he's not getting in people's faces.
So do you think that he has just kind of taken his foot off the gas at this point of the season because he doesn't want to have the fatigue when the time counts?
I think this team has taken their foot off the gas.
Do you think they can
because
put it back?
Because they're buying their own hype.
I think it's buying their own hype, but they're not giving the same type of effort on the other side of the court. The biggest, if you're giving up a 19-point lead, that tells me you're not playing defense, yeah. Right? So that has nothing to do with Jason Tatum having a bad night. How's he playing on the other side? Is he still competing on the other side? And if you're not competing on the other side as a team collectively, then that's how you blow 19. You guys instantly want to go to Tatum, because he's gotten a lot.
No, I just have questions when it comes to being the guy who we were all chanting MVP for over and over again. You're now at a critical part of the season, and it's not just one game where he's had an off night. We've had a few.
Right, but if your personality, you always say, like, you have anxiety. Things might bother you on what you're seeing. But if I tell you, don't worry about those things, just be this. You can't just change who you are. It's difficult to do that.
Yeah.
So that's my point of when I'm talking about Tatum as a vocal leader.
All right. Celtics continue to struggle. Let's get to the rest of what is trending right now with Courtney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Cape Cod Lumbers, your local timber tech dealer. The Bruins shut out the Sabres 7-0 yesterday. Jake DeBrusk had 4 points on the day while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 26 saves. The Bees off tonight. They welcome the Senators to town tomorrow. In football news, it seems like the Cowboys, who were very high on OBJ, are out after a trade they made with the Texans to get Brandon Cooks. Devin McCourty made news over the weekend. He is well into his media career. He tweeted out, "I'm new to this, but Patriots just agreed to terms to bring back special teams ace Cody Davis back on a one-year deal. Special teams had a big drop when Cody went down for the year. Veteran leadership and elite play back in Foxborough, LFG."
Well, that's not fair if he's being fed inside information like that. That doesn't
why you got to
right.
Get him. If you're a radio station or a TV station, hire Devin McCourty.
But isn't he the one who told us, don't believe the information that people say they're being fed?
Fair point. The Red Sox were in action yesterday as well. They beat the Phillies 9-5. Red Sox spring training continues today at 1:05. Sox and Pirates. You can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network with Brad Foe and Will Fleming on the call in Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. And happy first day of spring. The countdown to opening day at Fenway is just 10 days away.
Can't wait.
Cannot wait.
Early weather forecast for the home opener, Curtis?
We got about 62 degrees, winds out of the south-southwest, dew point at 41, Sox win 5-2.
Excellent. Mm. All right.
And what's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech at CCL Homescapes in Abington? You can see a huge selection of TimberTech products. TimberTech Advanced PVC and composite decking is everything wood should be. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. CCLCO.com.
Good morning, Boston. 34 degrees and sunny right now. Afternoon high of 52.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.